Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horrible. What's going on? Just got back from Las Vegas. So what's the word? It's been a pretty interesting week. Not a lot going on, and nor did we expect a heck of a lot to be going on. I don't think that there's anything major to think about. I think you got the same old, same old. You know, I don't think that there was anything that we would really expect to be, you know, wild and crazy anyways. So you get some interesting movement, you get a little bit of rebound in gold, but you know, gold is, you know, I think in trouble. You know, got oil that's, you know, doing its thing, but, I don't think that there's anything much there. Again, I think that the rest of the year becomes just a question of, sitting back and, you know, letting the markets trade. I don't think you're going to see much activity. I don't think there's going to be anything crazy. I think it's going to be just a big zippity-doo-dah day. You know, I mean, again, there's just not a lot to get overly excited about. I think that, you know, unless there's a black swan event, which obviously you cannot say when that will be, you know, you've got the tax plan looks like it's going to go. And I think that's more of a, as we've talked about, a sell the room, buy the rumor, sell the news. I think you saw on Thursday a little bit of a sell the news kind of event. The Bitcoin, you know, the next futures program probably opens, I think, on Sunday again with the CBO, the CME. And, you know, but it seems like the luster has worn off a little bit, but I would not be surprised about that at all. I think, you know, this is a thing that these products take time. You know, just because we want them doesn't mean that they're going to open right away. I think that that's, you know, something that, you know, we should expect to have, you know, fairly quiet trade. You know, the volume is starting to slide a little bit, but, you know, picked up a little bit yesterday. But again, it takes time. You know, even when the S&P pit, which I was in when it started, and one of the original market makers, it was slow to begin. You know, you've got to create interest and open interest and trade and liquidity, and then people will trade. It's kind of hard to get too excited about trading Bitcoin, you know, the future with, you know, a $500 wide market. So again, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be, you know, a reasonable product. I mean, the exchanges are still afraid of it. Okay. I mean, you know, again, when you've got a 50% margin to trade it, and then if you want to hold it, you've got to put up 125%. Okay. So, you know, listen, you got to put up 25 grand to trade one Bitcoin. You know, so again, they need to get comfortable with it. Everybody needs to get comfortable with it, and then we'll see where that leads us to. Okay, and again, I'm fairly confident that we'll be an okay product. I'm fairly confident that it'll, you know, move. Sorry. So you know, that's, you know, listen, that's what we look for, and I think that's what you'll, you know, potentially see, and that's something that, again, it's just, it's a matter of time before, you know, we get, you know, the overall, you know, movement that we're going to need. And then I think you'll see that it'll most likely be a solid product that will be active at some point. But for now, again, you got to get our feet wet and kind of watch it. But, you know, again, the other problem would be, we would say the time of the year would be a thought. Why? Well, again, we don't expect that much business this time of year anyways, right? So certainly, and a brand new product, you know, and I would almost argue that the reason they're bringing these out now is because the markets are a little bit slower. So it kind of makes it easier for others to watch and people to get involved with it. And that would be something that I would think would be, you know, we would take into interest. Okay. It's because those are things that, you know, it's a part of the business. And that's what I think that you got to make sure that you understand is, you know, there's reasons and why fors of everything that we do. Okay. And so if you allow the markets to do, it gives you a better chance to trade them. And that's, you know, again, what all traders are looking for is that opportunity of liquidity. So that's what they're trying to build. And so we'll see. But in the meantime, again, I don't expect much going on. I just, again, I mean, gold's, you know, quiet. Everything's pretty quiet. And, you know, we probably would drift higher would be my guess. You know, I mean, you know, the triple witching is today. So we'll see how that all plays out. And, you know, you expect volumes to be very heavy. And then, you know, from there, we'll rise on and see. But, you know, at the end of it, it's just, you know, there should not be, anything can happen, as we've said many times. The markets can do many, many things in any period of time. But what we want to be concerned about, okay, is being prepared for the unexpected, right? We know what our expectations are now, not a heck of a lot, not much going on. So what we want to make sure that we understand is that if something does go kablooey, that we are ready for it. And that doesn't mean by having a position on. That means by, you know, observing the market and being ready to watch it. So if we do get that setup and get ready to go, then we're ready to crank. Okay. And that's something that, again, I think many of us get involved in not being prepared for these types of events. And then, you know, then it happens and you're like dumbfounded, standing with your hands in your pocket. So that's what I think that you got to be ready for, you know, not that we're thinking it's going to happen, but, you know, just that if it does happen, you kind of know what to do and you're prepared. That's really what I think is the secret to success there is being ready for nothing to happen. And when something does happen, you're able to load it up. And, you know, it's just an interesting dynamics and again, pretty common. And, you know, so don't get lulled into sleep. Be prepared. Be a good Boy Scout and be prepared. But in the meantime, you know, we just have to kind of observe here. I don't think there's any reason to get too excited on one side or the other. And I think it's markets are interesting and I suppose they'll remain somewhat interesting with nothing going on. And that's just something that, you know, we look at from a trading perspective. And, you know, again, the market direction is still up. You know, just because we had a down day on Thursday doesn't mean anything. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it plays. But again, you got to remember, where are we? You shouldn't have, your expectations should not be high. And if you wanted to take that off the next 2 weeks, that'd be good too. I mean, you know, let's face it. It doesn't figure to be overly busy or overly active. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz is back from Vegas. And, of course, I want to remind you about highschoolinvesting.com. We're trying to, obviously, build our financial literacy. And you go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And you can help us out. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm is where you get the Bubba Show to download it. And the Sporting Edge, of course, we are going to the weekends again. So, you know, make sure that you get the picks from the boys. And Bubba's Daily Update, although I was lax in Vegas, it was too hard to get him out. But in the meantime, every day you get Bubba's Daily Update right after the close. And you go to BubbaTrading.com. You can sign up. It is free. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're just fresh off of Vegas, and we're going to go back and finish up the looking at the list from Monday night. So let's get back to it right now, and here we go.
Amba, Alpha Michael, Bravo Alpha. Last time we spoke, it was at earnings, and it exploded, and then it fell apart. And here it is, but again, it's still kind of working its way higher. I would say that I would look to potentially want to sell this around 60 and look to be possibly a buyer around 55. I think that's really the range we're watching right now. But I would also say that it's probably a good one to kind of stay away from for now as well. This would not be on the top of my short list anymore to be tradable. Again, there's a lot of things that won't be on my short list because of the lack of activity and the lack of volume right now. Amazon, Alpha Michael Zulu November. So last time we met, I said it was a sale. Turned out to be a good sale. Sell call spreads. We didn't want to get aggressive. And notice where it bounced to. It came right exactly to where we thought it would come down to. So I think we can define the level in this right now of probably 1125 to 1200 would be a good range. We're mid-range now. I think you look to see if we pop to 1200 and probably sell some call spreads. We break down to 1125, maybe you sell some put spreads. I would not want to get overly aggressive on either side here because the longer term trend is still up. So it's not like I want to get crazy here, but I do want to benefit from what I believe is worse consolidation. So I'd want to sell the upper end and buy the lower end. Now, just to give you an idea of why I think what I think about, for example, Bitcoin, okay, I'm going to show Amazon for you. But if we look at the chart, what's the difference between this chart and the Bitcoin chart? You tell me. Okay. You know, everybody wants to make a big deal. What's the difference between this chart and Amazon and Bitcoin? Okay. Here's what used to be used as the Bitcoin chart. Or, you know, that was, I guess, some type of ETF or whatever it was. At this one. I mean, what's the difference between the two charts? They look pretty similar to me. So are we really going to try to convince ourselves that they're different? I mean, you know, again, they're different because the parties that be want to make it different. I don't think it's much different myself at all. Apache, Alpha, Papa, Alpha. So we thought we wanted to be a buyer. And of course, look at the move we got. It made a huge move off of when we wanted to buy it and went all the way up to almost 45. When we did say that we wanted to be a seller at 45, look what happened. All right, now, this would have been an outstanding trade. It exploded and it broke. So what do you think? I think we're back into looking to be a buyer. Again, why would I think that this pattern is going to change? Now, eventually it will change, and I may be wrong. But why not continue to play the same pattern until it changes and says gives me another pattern to trade? Right now, this seems to be pretty much 40 to 45 is pretty solid. You know, you can make it a little bit wider, but I think now you want to look to be a buyer. I see nothing else to do here. Baba, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha. Okay. Now, we thought we'd be a seller at 190. Well, we never made it back up to our 190. We're trekking here now. Now, this to me looks like it's a sale. Okay. Why? Because look at the range. Look at the way it's coming up. We had a blow off to the downside, and it looks like it's a little bit of a blow off to the upside. It looks like the volume is, you know, we had a big volume day, you know, it's starting to diminish. And I think that probably, you know, 182.50 is probably a pretty good level if you want to play it. If you feel like getting short, this is one I think you can short. And not because I don't like Baba or anything about it, because the pattern suggests that it just rallied $15 in 3 days on air and it went straight up. Markets should not do that. Now they do occasionally, but that's why you set up a trade that you're not totally exposed. Okay. And, you know, that you have an out. But to me, I'd look to be a seller. This is one thing I would like to short. Conoco, Charlie, Oscar, Papa. So we thought we could be a buyer around 49 or 50. And notice, here we are. Right? Here's the Tuesday of the week we were gone at 49. And boom, here we are. And notice that it peaked right about where you would expect to from looking at this chart. Now, can it go a little higher? Sure. But I mean, I wouldn't be a buyer. If I were going to trade this right now, I would be trading from one side, which now would be the sell side. I think that you could probably define this 49 to 52 for right now. I see nothing else to really define here. Certainly, we know the highs at 54 and the lows at 44. But right now, if we look at the bulk of this chart is stuck between 49 and 52. So why would I expect this time to be different? Facebook. Now, I'm a little bit bearish Facebook. I thought that we could sell it at about 182. And of course, that's where we got to on Friday. And now on Monday, we're now at 179. I think that this is still a sell at 182. I think it's probably a sell at 180 now. I think that this should remind you of what did we just look at? What was the chart we just looked at? It looked very similar, right? Alibaba, right? These patterns are typically not sustainable. Now, even if we're going to go higher eventually, which we probably will eventually, I mean, I'm not negative to the world. I think that the markets are going to go up after they correct. But right here, based on what this is telling me, this looks like it had a pretty sharp dead cat bounce off of an oversold condition. And it's going to head right back down there again. And I'm short this, and I would expect to, you know, certainly 182, if not 180. Gilead, Gulf India Lima Delta. Okay, now we said buy it. All right. Now again, not that we're geniuses, but again, we were holding off on the bottom, and it was at 72. And now it was at over 76 today. And it never violated you. And it gave you a number of opportunities to get in here. Now, I would not expect it to go much past 78 at this point in time. Why? Because that seems to be the area of resistance. It seems to me that we're kind of stuck in this range of like 72-ish to 78. I certainly wouldn't be a buyer here as it's, you know, gone up, you know, pretty straight up for a couple of days. Now, if it follows through tomorrow and gets to 78, then I would go ahead and turn around and go ahead and sell it. I think that's the correct play. Based on the chart that we get to look at, based on the footprint that we're getting to deal with, that's what you want to look for. Okay. Gold, Gulf Lima Delta. So we talked about this a little bit earlier about, you know, what's a possible player. Well, I mean, if you want to play the Fed, all right, you can buy some calls on the weekly basis, you know, take a small risk here. You know, these are going to continue to disintegrate. What I would look for, if you want to try to play for a bounce and play out the Fed, now that's provided we don't bounce ahead of time. But, you know, you could buy the at-the-money call just straight up, you know, because you're going to be able to buy that for probably 50 cents, 40 cents. So just know that, you know, you're taking a chance for if you buy three, $150 or whatever it is. And if you're right, you're going to triple or quadruple your money or more. And if you're wrong, you're going to lose 50 cents. That would be the way that I would play this for a short-term bounce. Okay, now there's more complicated strategies, but I don't see the purpose here. If you're using, one thing about options, if you're using the shortest time frame, all right, to buy because you're expecting a move, then there's no reason to get involved with all these fancy things when you get a day to go, all right? That's why, you know, if I got a week to go, it's a little bit different. You got a day to go, you're basically buying it pure. And if you're right, you're going to get paid. Now, as far as gold in general, you know, it doesn't look good. I would expect to bounce, but I would expect that to fail, and I would expect it to fail probably at 120, which was our target on the way down as a buy spot. So I'd be a seller at 120, but it doesn't mean that we can't go to 120 or 121 on the Fed announcement, okay? Because the Fed could drive this. It depends on what their news is.
And that's one of the things you always watch for is what is the current footprint of the market and what would be your expectations of movement. And again, it's, you know, the footprint of the market is the most valuable tool that you can learn from a trading perspective because, again, they work very well. And I think it's something that you need to have a good perspective on and understand so that you can be able to trade in any type of market when it's happening, because again, that's very important. In the meantime, it's also important that you go to libertytalk.fm every day and download the Bubba Show. You know, it's you can get the Bubba Show there as well as the Sporting Edge, which of course is this weekend. So make sure you check that out. And don't forget to get on Bubba's Daily Update, which you get my views of the market every day after the close, Monday through Thursday. And then you get my weekly recap and review. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to stop by here for a break, and I'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and put you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're listening to some levels of equities and what we've been thinking. So let's get back to that right now. Here we go.
Google. Golf, Oscar, Golf, Lima. So we said it was an all-time new high. It must do. It did break down a little bit, and it came down to, amazingly enough, a level that you might have expected to see. And again, not me making the opinion, just it came back, filled this old gap. Look what happened. Where it bounced from. And it came straight up, very similar to Baba and Facebook, not quite as defined. You know, here, if you said, you know what, I'd like to take a little bit of a short position in Google, I could see doing it at 1060. I have no problem with that. That would make logical sense, again, based on the chart. You know, it's not like we're running away anymore. It's not like we're in the straight up bull market. Now we're seeing some consolidation. We're seeing some two-way movement. So I would make this, you know, if I were going to assign the levels, I'd make it 1,000 to 1,060 and be willing to trade either side. Now, the way that you trade either side is, it has to be your decision. And obviously, you know, it depends on how aggressively you like that. I'm a big believer in markets like this of either just selling call spreads or selling put spreads and just knowing that I'm going to, you know, risk two to make two, whatever the numbers are. And that's it. And let it go and take my money, versus if you want to get more aggressive, okay, then you have to spend out, go out more time and do whatever you want. Just finished your guide. Do you have a visual with a chart described as a blow off? Yeah, that's all I trade. IWM, India Whiskey, Michael. Here's a blow off right here. Here's a daily blow off right there. Okay. Straight up, failed, boom. Okay, but I'll show you. I'm sure that's, you want to see others. So here, this is another one that, you know, again, if I'm so compelled that I need to get short, I could look at this at 152 and be comfortable with shorting it. It wouldn't make me uncomfortable. It would make me okay. Again, I don't know that it's really the right play at this time. Because one of the biggest things we always need is to have some volatility. And we don't really have a lot of volatility. 1,000 to 1,060. So we don't have a big reason to get here. We haven't reached like a major top. We haven't reached like a major bottom. We're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but we are up against a little bit of resistance. So I would look at this at 152. But really, when you look at it, right, we think that 150 is probably the end of it right now, based on the chart. So do I really want to get crazy here? And, you know, again, if you're dying to get short, that's where I would get shorter. I'm not recommending it. I just don't think it's any big play here. I think it's better off just to watch it. JP Morgan, Juliet Papa Michael. Now, here I do like a short. Okay, now I'm playing this short for one reason and one reason only. It has made a series of new all-time highs. It has made those highs based on the Federal Reserve and what they're going to do, because again, banks make more money. If interest rates are higher, the spread is bigger, which means that they get to make more. So I believe, in my opinion, if the Fed doesn't do anything out of the ordinary and remains with their dovish posture and say, well, they're going to do 3 rate hikes next year, then I think that JP Morgan and the other banks will sell off fairly, not dramatically, but, 7-8%. I would figure they'd come all the way back down to under 100 should the Fed not do anything. Now, I don't think it'll happen in 1 minute, but I think that would be the direction. I think the direction would change because they're not going to get what they need. So I would make this right now, 108, but I would sell before. I'd be a seller at 106, right around here. That's what I'm looking for. That's where I'm in it. My little gamble stock is doing nothing, but it did pop up to almost $5 the other day, and now it's back down. Again, this is just purely gambling. If you want to gamble, I like the way this is holding. I think it pops. I think you get a chance to make some dough, but again, it's no big deal. This is not like an official trade. It's just something that I'm playing with, and I always carry whatever I got on. So, Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. So again, we stayed neutral, and we thought that it was in this range of 66 to 68. Well, look what happened. It falsely broke out, came right back in, and then look what happened. It broke out again, came back and tested 68, and now it's at 71. Is there any reason for me to get involved here? And the answer is no. Let it trade. I'll find a level to get in. I'm not going to buy it up here. That would be certainly. So I'm not going to try to pick the top and sell it. If the markets had a lot of volatility, I might say, man, maybe I'll take a shot. But with no volatility, remember, if you don't have volatility, you're not getting the best advantage out of the market. So there's no reason to get aggressive or gamble at all when the markets are doing nothing. You don't benefit. You typically get punished when you do those things. Neutral. I can only, the only level I can give you, Chops, is you could look to be a potential buyer at 70 or 68, which I would not be, but that would be the only thing I could possibly make out of this chart. Buy short and what? Momo. Michael Oscar. No. You guys know I've been touting this for weeks, months maybe. Again, I'm still a buyer. Again, as I said on the earnings, once it settled from earnings, which it did, look at where it settled it. All right? It took 3 days to settle down here, and now it's starting to pop. I think this is a great play. I think it's got a great potential, but it is, A, it's not as liquid as I would like it, and B, it could go lower. I'm certainly not guaranteeing it going higher, but I own it, and I'm going to continue to buy it, and I'm going to continue to own it. If you're looking for a spot, I'd say certainly 24. I think it for sure goes back to 30. I wouldn't buy a put in Las Vegas Sands. I just said that. I don't think that I'm not interested in trying to pick tops and bottoms when there's no volatility. I get no break from the market. It doesn't help me. It doesn't give me, when there's volatility, you can get a move 2-3 points just by accident. When there's no volatility, you get nothing. And if you're wrong, you just get barbecued. Netflix. We wanted to be a seller at 205. We never got there. We thought that the 180 level was an area, and 190. Right. So we broke immediately through 190. So that's not a buy. We actually made it down to 180, which would have been an opportunity to look at it. Again, I'm not telling you should have bought it down there, because there's no way you can get in at 180 unless you were just happen to be lucky and working an order down there. But now I would think you'd want to look at this at a different view. Now you'd want to look at this at 190 to be a seller. So we would put this 180 to 190 from a level standpoint and look for an opportunity to sell. Good. Nugget. November Uniform Golf Tango. Now, this is a much better way, in my opinion, if you want to play the gold move, right? We talked about one in gold. This is a much better play because it's going to move much faster. If you compare the two, the expected move for the rest of this week in Nugget is $1.61. The expected move in GLD for the rest of the week is $1.68. The one key difference is GLD is 5 times the price. So where do you think we have a better chance to make money? So I would be much more of an enthusiast of buying the at the money call in Nugget for the Fed versus buying the at the money call in GLD. NVIDIA. Now, I did not know this until the other day, but this is very tied into Bitcoin as well. Now, I'm kind of curious as to why it didn't move more today. I'm kind of curious is when Bitcoin was spiking last week and hitting 19,000, this is the start of the break. That I find that curious. Now, this has been a challenging stock to begin with, but I would consider, shorting this, or figuring out a way to get short somewhere around between 195, which is right where we're at, to 200. And obviously that's, it's one trade. It goes from one to the other. But I would think you always have to ask yourself, why is this not moving when the underlying or part of the underlying is moving? I mean, if you look at Square, which is another one that is involved in this, SQ, right? SQ. Now, this one's not moving either, but I think Riot, right? R-I-O-T. 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 Here. Now, why is this one going straight up when the other two that are directly related as well did not move? To me, this would indicate there may be some other issues with the company. So I would be willing to take the short side of this trade just because of this, right? Again, if it should be going up and it's not, then why? And, the rally from 180 back to 195, it's okay. I think it really gives you a selling opportunity.
These are things that you got to take into consideration all the time. If it should be going higher or it's not going high, again, the market should be doing certain things at certain times based on what their footprint is. And if we're not, then maybe something is starting to change. I think that's something that we often miss by the way that we watch and think about markets. And I think that's an important issue going forward. And I think that's something you need to look for. But you also need to go look at patreon.com/BubbaTrading. To help old Bubba out with his high school investing program. We're in 300 high schools. We're trying to really expand it, but I've supported it myself for 3 years and or 6 years in 300 high schools. So check it out, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Don't forget to check out libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day and get Sporting Edge as well. We're going to stop by here for a break. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's Friday. I'm tired. It's Friday. I flew in overnight. Anyways, Vegas was great, by the way. Great seminar. Got a great new software product coming out, futures. So it's really going to be cool. But in the meantime, let's go back and check out what's going on with the levels and where we see things. Here we go. Let's go back.
Okay. I see you have the TWA trade in at over a dollar. Did you raise it? No, I didn't raise it. I didn't raise anything. I didn't make any changes. I said you can try the same order again. I didn't make any adjustments. Palo Alto, Papa Alpha November Whiskey. Neutral, watch, nothing's changed. We're dead in the middle of nowhere. Okay, now again, if I'm looking at it, the pattern's starting to look a little bit better, but how high can I go? So I'm going to stay neutral here. Okay, I'll look at that. I'll look at them all. Quebec, the Qs. Well, we've been neutral for about how many months is it now, Chips? I've been neutral, and I'm still neutral. Should have been buying, not being neutral, but at least I didn't sell. Roku. Notice where we're at here, okay? Right at the top end. So now, and I know, Si, are you here tonight? My Mr. Short? And I told you, there was no reason to get short this stock, okay? Again, there's no reason to short a pattern that's going up, okay? When we're smart enough to pick the top, which none of us are, unless we get lucky, and I'm including myself in that, But why would I want, this would be, this pattern would be more bullish than anything else. I mean, it's ascending, it's making an ascending triangle. You know, if I get short and get lucky, okay. But, you know, I don't see any reason here. I want to watch this another week and see, you know, again, I need to get a better feel for it overall and watch a trade. But the one good thing about it is the width of the daily trades. That's nice. So now we just have to figure out how to trade it. I mean, from a pure just looking at it, you know, if I was going to believe in the consolidation pattern it might be in from 35 to 50, then this would be a spot to maybe sell some call spreads or whatever. But to take a big short position here is no, it makes no sense. Schlumberger. Okay. So we wanted to be a buyer, and of course, look what happened. Here's the bottom. We bought. Look where it went to. So what would be our call today? Well, now you'd want to be a little bit of a seller. Now, I don't know that you want to get short here. And what you should do if you did buy is to tighten up your stop if you bought the stock, or if you bought the option, to roll up your option from like the 61 or 62 to the 64 or 65. Lock in some profit while being able to stay in the trade. Okay. I mean, we have a diagonal on into January that I was looking to figure out to roll it up, but they don't have the mid strikes in January. So I didn't do it yet. But that would be what I would be looking to do, is to capture some of the move. Look, we had a nice move here. We had a 5.5% move. So we need to lock up some of that profit if we can. But we're at the upper end. So if I'm not in a trade, then I might look at this and look to be a seller, because why would I expect, again, why would my expectations change? This is the way the market's basically been since the beginning of October. We're now in the beginning of December. We've been churning back and forth between basically 61 and 65. The Spiders, Sierra Papa Yankee. Well, again, we made new highs. I don't see anything to do here. This will be neutral. Skyworks, kind of disappointing as it continues to fall apart. Now, I actually happen to think that this is probably a reasonable buy somewhere down here. The declining volume in the declining market would indicate that the sellers are probably about done here. I would not be mind being a buyer here at 95 or representing a long position. I think in this stock in particular, probably something in a diagonal form or something like that would be the best way to trade it. But again, I would look to be long. I would not look to be short here. It's going a little bit lower than I thought it would, but you know, we've been pretty much in tune with this. And I think that somewhere right around 95 is a pretty good spot. TBT, Tango Bravo Tango. And we continue to try to buy this. It really hasn't gone much of anywhere. We're not going to do anything with this today. This is going to move on Wednesday. If the bonds break down, which I think they will, this will go higher. And the TLT will go lower. I think the bonds have been very interesting, the way they've been trading, and I think that they're going to get crushed. But we're not going to play for it, except we are kind of in the TBT. If you're in that, okay, that's, you're playing for the bonds to go down, and I think that that's what they're going to do. But we have to continue to watch and monitor. Again, there's no reason to be overly aggressive in this market as it sits today. You don't get paid for being overly aggressive now. Thank you for this reason. I trust you have a very productive meeting in Vegas and then a wonderful holiday. Thank you. I appreciate it. Tesla. All right. Well, sell it. Sell. Sell, Wilson. Sell. Sell. I'm a seller right here. Okay. That's the number that we've been looking at. You know, 325, 330. They asked me about this morning. I mean, again, they get some good news. They manipulate it up. In the meantime, it's working its way lower. Sell it. 330. I'm not buying it at any price. Tango Whiskey Lima Oscar. Still flat. We wanted to be a buyer, and we broke down, and here we are trying to break back up again. I think this is a long play as well, you know, somewhere around the 24, 24, 50, 25 level. It's really kind of your personal pleasure of when you want to get in. I know we're trying to get in part of it at on a diagonal. That would be the way I try to play it, so at least I can offset some of my costs. But somewhere, you know, let's say 24.50 would be a good place to step in. UCO, Uniform Charlie Oscar. Now, this might be a spot or a play for oil. I would be a seller of this at 22. And if I'm right on oil, it's going to break all the way back down into the low teens. So that's how I would, this is a decent way to play oil now. Okay. Originally, we only wanted to use it to play the long side. And again, I got caught in the middle, so I wasn't going to trade. But now up at the upper end, I'd be willing to go ahead and sell it based on 22. When? Whiskey Yankee, November. Again, I don't know what happened, what news was in the casino business today, but there was something. And, you know, we were looking at, you know, 155 to be a buyer, and there's nothing to do right here. We'll just let it trade. U.S. Steel, notice, we thought 29 was a level to sell. It's only at 33 now, of course. And there's no excuse. There's no reason. It failed. It broke out. And notice what happened. And this is a key to watch. It broke out here, fell back, broke out and held. Look at where it came back to. So back to 29, and then it took off. Now, this is not a buy here. This would be almost a blow-off type of look, and we'd look to be a possible seller. But right now, I'm going to call it neutral. And XBI, we want to be a seller at 83. Now, I want you to notice, I know it's at 85 or whatever, 83 today, but when we made the call, it went all the way down into the low 70s, and then it came back up again. I would sell this at 85 again. I think you're going to come back and test this bottom. I think 85 is a great spot to take a stab at selling this. Okay.
And, of course, you understand now how we make the levels and design everything. And, of course, you know, we're just trying to find the proper footprint. This is this weekend, opening of the bowl season. Football, baby. We got some big games coming up. So we'll see how that all plays out. But you can listen to the Sporting Edge at libertytalk.fm tomorrow and get the latest intel on what's going on. In the meantime, don't forget libertytalk.fm to download the Bubba Show every day. And of course, you know, to get Bubba's daily update, I do it every day after the close, Monday through Thursday, and give you what I saw during the day and what I'm expecting for the next day. And I urge you to check it out. It's free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, and you can get signed up for it. And I email you the update every single day. And I want you everybody to have a nice weekend. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you and look forward to bringing you more. And we will see you back here on Monday. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thank you so much. We'll see you later. Have a great weekend. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.